everybody, welcome to another edition. This is week, we just wrapped up week three
of the
NFL season. Yeah, so we're heading into week four. This is a new episode of the What Up Though Fantasy Football Show, where we recap the week in fantasy football and kind of take a look ahead. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. We're not really, really active yet, but just go ahead and do it. So when the tweets start showing, you'll they'll already be in your feed, and you don't have to worry about following us. So make sure you do that. The What Up Though Fantasy Football Show is brought to you by Dead End Sports. Make sure you tune into that every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's blogtalkradio.com/deadendsports. And also, if you need to catch up, look, you can go to the Dead End Sports site. But I'll be honest, yeah, I haven't kept it up, so I need to update it. But I'm going to do that. And sign up for the newsletter, too, so we can keep you up to date that way as well. So we got a lot of stuff that's in the works. We're trying to get rolling out.
Also tell them to subscribe too to the Dead End Sports YouTube channel.
Oh yeah, definitely do that. I know we're talking football, but we're gonna start our preview of the NBA season.
Yep.
And they already make a headline, so yep.
Here we go.
Early.
Yep.
They're starting early, so so anyway, B and I, you know, we're going to be upfront with you guys. We watched some football, but we were in Detroit. We went to the Lions-Denver Broncos game, and we actually saw that live. So we had a chance to see a legend play live. Actually, two legends, Peyton Manning and Calvin Johnson play live,
yeah.
which was great, a great experience. But I mean, tell them why we didn't see much of the football games this weekend.
Because we were tailgating. We tailgated from 11:15, 11:30 a.m. all the way until about 7:35 when we started heading toward the stadium. And man, I just gotta tell you that was myself as well as Ken's first experience of tailgating, and it was crazy. Like, crazy in a good way. Just crazy, just seeing like all the atmosphere, that everybody just having a good time. You know, you didn't see no arguing, no fighting amongst people. I mean, you know, you can go from one spot to the next spot. People had a freaking stripper pole out there. People had their satellite, literally a DirecTV satellite on top of their RVs. People brought a living room couch out there from their pickup truck. I mean, it's just stuff I just would have never thought that would happen. I mean, besides grilling and occasionally TVs here and there, I would expect that. But some of the stuff that we were seeing, man, it was crazy. It was a fun atmosphere. Cornhole got serious real quick. real quick. So, you know, it was cool, man. Flip Cup, we played Flip Cup, a drinking game. You know, it was just good fun, man. It was just good fun, good company around everyone. So, yeah, in Detroit, and it was in Detroit. The weather was perfect. I mean, the weather could not have been any more perfect than what it was this past Sunday, so... in Detroit. So yeah, it was tight, man. It was really tight. I look for, yeah, they got me wanting to come back there every year just to tailgate now, just to make a trip to tailgate for a Lions game.
Yeah, I feel you. It kind of feels like something that should be one of those, you know, annual trips.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just kind of put on the calendar, man. And you know what, if we do, man, it'd be dope if we could get, you know, Kyle, FIFO, of course, get Rod to go back up there. Heck, even though Mike don't watch football, let's see if he even want to come up, man, and just hang out.
Yeah. Mike. Mike is not a sports guy, but he would definitely like that atmosphere that me and you was around. You know what I'm saying? He would definitely. Yeah. He would definitely dug the drinking part of it.
Yeah, flip cup, sure.
So, yeah, that was cool. It kind of, and I was telling you too. It just kind of made me wish. Well, not wish, because, I mean, we can just make it happen. We can make it happen. But do something for an Atlanta Falcons game. Kind of see how the tailgating experience is here in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Me, you, Kyle, FIFO, Rod, we all chip in. We all get a grill or something, get some food, and, you know, make it happen. You know what I'm saying? I think that would be a cool experience, man. Me and you, we can buy the cornhole game and stuff. And, man, I think we can definitely make that happen. And for this being a warmer climate, I can see us definitely tailgating in November, and it'll be in the 60s. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I think we should definitely. And then, you know, you can tailgate and not go to the game. So we can just, like, plan a tailgate Atlanta Falcons game. and you know, get food and stuff like that, man. I think that would be cool, man. I think we should do that, and we can probably actually document it for Dead End Sports.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm down. I think it's something that we should definitely look into, because, you know, do it for the city too, and just like you said, document it and put it up and have people see us, you know, having a good time, and encourage them to go, you know, if they have the opportunity to go, to do it, you know, for their home city as well, if they haven't.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go ahead and get into this. Really want to go over the news and notes real quick. Drew Brees did not play last week, as most of you know, but he took most of the QB reps this week, which is good because it's bye week, and I know we're going to talk about that later. Mm-hmm. So Drew Brees is my quarterback. Jay Cutler was back in practice. He won't play week four, so if you got a defense that's going against the Bears, you may want to pick them up.
Right.
Andrew Luck is hurt. He hurt his shoulder, but Pagano is confident he'll play. So we'll see what happens as the week progresses. Tyrod Taylor hurt his ankle, is minor. Brady's playing all of the year. You may have heard the appeal was set for February 1st. Let's see. That's all for. Oh! The biggest news out of the weekend was Ben Roethlisberger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A sprain ACL, gonna be out 4 to 6 weeks.
MCL.
I'm sorry. MCL. Sprain. MCL. It's gonna be out 4 to 6 weeks. So yeah, that was. We was tailgating when we heard that. We was like, what?
Yeah. Like, yeah. And I know a lot of people held their breath. But obviously, you know, we'll get to waivers in a second. Vic is definitely one of those guys you may need to pick up. This is interesting, and I didn't see this. I'm just really catching back up with a lot of things. But Kirk Cousins basically stunk up the joint Thursday.
Yeah.
And, you know, we kind of tweeted back and forth about Gruden's unwavering confidence in Cousins. You know, which was not really shocking, because, you know, he absolutely dogged any mistake that RG3 made. Well, as it turns out, RG3, who has been third string and inactive all season, mm-hmm. he worked out with the second team.
Yep.
That was interesting. Now, they're saying that it was due to a foot injury that Colt McCoy, you know, had, and Colt McCoy is the backup, but the fact that he's took snaps after what happened with Kirk Cousins, I find interesting. So it's something to kind of watch, because we have an idea of what Kirk Cousins will do. You definitely want to stay away from him from a fantasy perspective.
All right.
So we'll see how that play out. As always, there's always news coming out of Washington. Ellington is back, limited in practice. Chris Johnson had a great week, so we'll see how that's. Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know about you, but I didn't see that one coming at all.
Nope. I didn't see that coming at all either. I was shocked to see Chris Johnson of old with those type of numbers. I saw he put up.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. I hit Andrew Luck. Marshawn Lynch left the game early. He's 50-50 to play. So if you got him, you guys probably want to look at him. Tevin Coleman still not practicing. But Devontae Freeman, after his monster game, he may have that starting job. He went for 141 yards, 3 touchdowns on 30 carries. And
wow.
Remember, I said that he's a guy that you probably want to pick up, and he showed out. Another guy that had a pretty good week. Was Latavius Murray, and I wasn't too high on him.
You wasn't? Because remember, when I showed you my team, I was like, man, I got this dude. You think he might do something? You was like, I don't know, B. I don't know. I'm not too high on him. I need to stay away from, you know, Raider players or whatever. So, you know, I hope this is a sign of that he's going to at least be, not saying pull up those type of numbers every single week, but be a little more consistent, especially by him being on my team, you know, in my main fantasy league team. So speaking of main fantasy league team, how was your fantasy squad? How was your fantasy looking this week, this past weekend?
I went 2-0. You know, I sent Kyle to the dungeon.
And so you played me in the what was it? The Dead End
Sports.
Dead End Sports League. No, the real NFL.
Yeah,
Dead in Sports League. I got my ass. I think, to be honest with you, I think this is probably one of the worst blowouts I've ever suffered in my years of playing fantasy football. I lost, and if Jamie, when she checked this out, and she's probably laughing listening now, but she whooped me 182, and I only scored 77 points. She beat me by 105 points. Pretty much. I've never got blown out like this in fantasy football ever in my life. Her team pretty much had an out-of-body experience. I was telling Ken, like, look, this is just one of those times you just got to chalk it up. You know, hey, take the loss and just move on to next week, because it wasn't nothing I can do. She had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. She had 7 players out of 9. 7, including the defense, all double figures. And out of that 7... 5 of them was over 25 points. Over 25 points. So it just, it was nothing I could do. It was just one of those things. It could have happened to anyone. So it wasn't like it was close. It wasn't like I made bad GM decisions. I could have played this person. No. Because even if I'd have played certain people off the bench, it still wouldn't have mattered. So, but I went again 0-3 this week. This is the second week in a row I went 0-3. So, man, I mean, I lost to Kim, but I was a nail biter, but you know, whatchamacallit. Who was that playing Monday night? Cobb. Cobb went over because it came down to Cobb and Devontae Adams. And Devontae Adams left the game with ankle injury. So, you know, now I'm going into decisions this week. This is the week now that I was telling Ken too. This is where real fantasy football starts, because now you implement the bye weeks in the team. So now this is why when you drafting, you know, rounds 9 through 14, it's important to get those guys that you expect to have on the bench that, well, hey, look, when this guy has a bye week, I can just put this guy in. You know, when this receiver or this running back is on bye week, I got someone I can slide in, you know. And I mean, drafting and as well as the waiver wire too as well, but it's always important. Take that draft seriously, man. Don't just draft the first 8 rounds. You're starting your people you're gonna play every week, and then just be like, "Well, I'll let the computer draft that." No, you gotta still have that board and have your guys queued up, man. Because you can get some. Can I tell you? You can get some gems in those 9th, 10th, 11th rounds, man. It's crazy. And 12th, you can get some sleepers. So, yeah, this is where the real fantasy season starts. I love when bye weeks kick in fantasy football.
Well, we both know about gems that went late this year.
Yep.
Larry Fitzgerald.
He was going 9th and 10th rounds in a lot of leagues this year. A lot.
Yep. And, you know, he's the number one guy in Arizona. And one of the things that you know, that we were saying was that he was the primary guy when Carson Palmer was healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't John Brown and all the other Browns. They fed off of him. But that was his guy. And the only reason Larry Fitzgerald was bad the rest of the season was Carson Palmer went down.
Yeah.
And now he's back. And so and he took that lead role. I mean, he's a veteran. And he's playing the slot. So think about that. He's playing the slot position. He's still better than a lot of receivers in the
mm-hmm.
NFL right now.
Mm-hmm.
You even talked about him on one of the a video last year, I think, when you listed your 5.
Yep.
You know, he's an exceptional route runner. So because of that, he's going to cook slot anybody that's guarding him.
Those linebackers sometimes? Oh, yeah, he's going to cook those all day.
Yeah, yeah, they don't stand a chance. So he has favorable matchups every year until they start putting the number one corner on him. And then at that point, then John Brown's going to get loose, and then they got problems.
Yep.
So he's a guy, like you said, that was going much, much, much later in the draft. And now, you know, for a lot of people, he's that flex guy that's made their team formidable. But when it comes to this time of the year, you know, much like you, what I like to do when it comes to the waiver wire is I like to get veterans. I like to get those guys that are proven that may not light it up every week, but I just need them to get me by for that week.
Yeah.
And that's it. Get me about 50, 60 yards receiving. Hopefully get a touchdown and draft some veteran running back or running backs that are starters, but they may not be, you know, those RB1 or RB2, but more like a flex. But I just need to plug them in. But I got serviceable guys that combined with all the other guys, depending on how you draft, that'll get you through the week. Like for me this week, you know, Drew Brees, well, Marcus Mariota, he became a default starter because Breeze was hurt. But if he was starting, well, that doesn't even matter. Who I have that's out this week is Julian Edelman. But my receivers, I have... actually, you know what? I don't have good receivers to back him up in this league. I have Martavis Bryant. I have Devontae Park. Oh, yeah. Devontae Park, I was hoping by week four would be playing a lot better than what he has been. But he hasn't. But for me... You know, if I go look at the waiver wire right now to find a receiver to plug in there, who would I go get? Charles Johnson is hurt. Reuben Randle. Reuben Randle's available.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
From Dallas?
Yeah. So he's out there. You know, Hankerson. He's been getting a lot of target. He's out there. Philip Dorsett has been receiving some targets. So there are guys out there that I could pick up to Cecil Shorts. You know, he's out there. He hasn't done much, but he has.
Yeah, I was he hadn't really done nothing, really.
Yeah. So I just sorted by targets to see who would I pick up that's getting at least the looks. But probably Jermaine Kearse and guys like that. So, but more than likely, the guy with target would probably be Reuben Randle. I'm not too high on him. But, you know, they want to get him work. So he's going to work. But typically, I would have drafted a lot stronger than that. I'm surprised I didn't. But, you know, I had a strategy. It didn't work out, you know, because Devontae Parker isn't that guy. But, no. I take that back, B. I got Larry Fitzgerald and Brandon Cook. So I could do a flex at that position and be fine. So all that being said, when it comes to draft, like B said before, it's about being that GM. And planning for these bye weeks, because you can either it can make or break your season. Trust me, because it becomes shifty from here until like what, week 11, week 12.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you don't draft well, man, you can take a lot of L's.
Yes, you can.
So last week I'm gonna just go over some of the fantasy standouts. Andy Dalton. Not only did he have a good fantasy game, he had a great game because
yeah.
He came with a touchdown. He's often taking a lot of heat and a lot of flack. It's 3 weeks into the season. He could turn into the guy that people like to joke about, but he beat Flacco in Baltimore.
Yep, in Baltimore. It's always good to get those away games.
Yeah, and a division game. So he put up 383, three touchdowns. Marcus Mariota at 367, two touchdowns. He's finding life in the NFL is nothing like college because he's turning the ball over in the NFL.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so, you know, it's funny, just real quick, you know, people talked about Winston and his turnovers, and they're kind of even keel when it comes to turnovers.
Yeah.
You know, and the NFL do that to you.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah. You know, most of the guys, I think the other standout is obviously Aaron Rodgers throwing five touchdowns, 333 yards. We saw Manning throw two touchdowns at 324. One, a beautiful throw to Demaryius Thomas. We saw that coming to us.
Yes, we saw that in person. Like, that was live. That in great seats, too, man. Yeah, we saw that. I was like, wow. You forget about A.J. Green. He had 227 with two touchdowns.
Yeah. That was just the quarterbacks.
The quarterbacks. My bad.
Yeah. But yeah, everybody else just threw either two touchdowns, and 300 yards. We already talked about Devontae Freeman. Talked about Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
Alfred Blue came out of no damn where.
Yeah. I mean, where did that come from?
Yeah, and I know people wasn't starting him.
No.
Here's what I want to talk to you about. I'll come back to the running back because there's some situations that we got to talk about. Yeah, like you said, A.J. Green got off. Julio Jones got off.
Steve Smith.
Yeah.
Steve Smith got off.
We saw Jeremy Maclin turn a fantasy dud into a great fantasy week because when we looked at him, he had zero catches and he exploded for 141 and a touchdown. Fitzgerald just tore up San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually surprised that he actually ended up putting up the numbers he had because I'm sure we're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick. But they had jumped out to such a big lead, man. But Arizona kept throwing the ball. And he was giving me fits because you had him.
You had, yep.
And it was like, man, I was like, yeah, man, let's go. So I was a little bit worried because Carson Palmer, obviously you jump up 14-0. You know, you don't really have to throw the ball. They can run it. Chris Johnson ran 2 touchdowns.
Right.
So next thing you know, it's 28-0, 28-14, 28-7. They didn't really have to throw the ball. But So I was like, man, Carson Palmer's not going to have any yards passing or any touchdowns. But he ended up having a good game. But it went to Larry Fitzgerald, and it came down to that last to Monday. Keenan Allen, that's the guy you traded for.
Yep.
You talked about last week.
I think he had like 130 reception yards and like 2 touchdowns. So he balled out.
Yeah. He got off this week. Yeah, so that's the receivers. The rest are just kickers. But yeah, let's go back to the running backs, man. Carlos Williams out of Florida State. He was one of those guys. He's a big running back.
Mm-hmm.
He runs mean and angry and hard, but he don't try to run around you, even though he can a little bit. He tried to run through you.
Yeah.
A lot of people spent a second-round pick on LeSean McCoy, who's been saving himself with touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Carlos Williams looks like the best running back.
The best running back on that team, don't he? He's like he's the guy that's gonna get more of the carries and more of the workload all of a sudden.
Yeah, and McCoy is still hurt. They're saying that he may not play. If you haven't, you may want to go out and pick up Carlos Williams off the waiver wire because we don't know how that situation is going to play out.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of another running back, the running back carousel we had over the week, Ryan Matthews got off. DeMarco Murray has been terrible.
Terrible. And just think, DeMarco Murray's been going in early second rounds in a lot of drafts. And he's
second round. Yeah
early early second round, and he's not living up to the bill, man. So, yeah, it's crazy how the tables turn. Now Ryan Matthews, who we criticize so much of always, you know, not staying healthy, now all of a sudden he looks like he's reborn out in Philly.
Yeah, and I wonder. Remember, and I said this on the show. I think he may have just signed DeMarco Murray, man, just for press, PR. It may have been a PR move. Damn. Ryan Matthews may fit that system more.
Well, if Ryan Matthews can stay healthy, that's going to like one of the smart moves that Chip Kelly was able to make during his offseason.
Yeah, definitely. AP back. AP is back, man. Second game, over 100 yards rushing. He's
think he's getting that rust off?
Yeah, it took him a minute. It took him a minute, but that stiff arm that he had showed that he was back with that 43-yard. Mm-hmm. But you know something we talked about? He still looks a little slow.
Yeah, he still looks a little slow. He ain't busting the holes like he normally do. But you know, yeah, I think AP will get back, man. It's like I said, he just getting that rust off right now, man. I really think he is. He getting that rust off right now. I think by like week 5 or week 6, he's gonna be wearing teams out.
Yeah. Which should hopefully free up some passing lanes for Charles Johnson,
who was
a sleeper this year, who hasn't lived up to the billing.
Nope.
But we'll see. Chris Johnson, what do you make of Chris Johnson? If you didn't pick him up, and I'm sure people probably did because Ellington was hurt. I mean, do you like him going forward? This is his first big game since taking over the lead role.
Yeah, you know, football, man, you can't get so, I guess, outcome of one game. I mean, you know, granted, I you know, he does have a good passing. Now, you got a respectable passing game with Carson Palmer, Larry Fitzgerald, and John Brown, and all the rest of those guys. But, you know, if you do have him or if you do pick him up, if you're looking for someone to plug in a flex position or maybe a bye week, I say that's fine. But, I mean, I say don't just be like, oh, God, that's my new starting running back now. Let me play him alongside this other, you know, running back. You know,
and trade away a guy.
You're right, or trade away a guy. You know, one game, because we all know, man, if people have been watching football for all their life, whatever, you know how crazy NFL is. You can have the game of your life 1 week, and you can have your game of your nightmare the next week, or a couple of weeks after that. You know, so just don't get so seduced and don't get fooled by sexy outcome, game outcomes. But you know, if he's sitting there in the waiver wires and no one spent the waiver on him, and you want to pick him up and have him for, like I say, a flex or an additional bench guy, then pick him up. Go get him. I say just go get him. But don't get too happy, because you know, sometimes it's at one point Arizona was looked at as like a running back by committee team. You know what I'm saying? So you still got to preserve that. Just because he looked like the Chris Johnson of old, it doesn't mean he is the Chris Johnson of old. You know, so.
Yeah, that's true. And David Johnson, this may not be his year if Chris Johnson keeps running like that. You know, Ellington is going to be back, so Chris Johnson may be a flex if they split time, or if they just use Ellington as a third down back to catch, you know, pass it out of the backfield. That situation could get a little messy, but you could almost guarantee, and I hope it doesn't happen because I don't wish injury on anybody.
Right.
You can almost guarantee Ellington's going to get hurt again.
Yeah.
So Chris Johnson would be a good flex option moving forward. But yeah, just make sure you hold on to your running backs. And if so, you know, with the way some of these guys are playing, you know, like DeMarco Murray or LeSean McCoy, he may be a good option. But you don't want to bench those guys because it could happen any week. But with McCoy hurt, if you got him, he may be a good play. they're saying Marshawn Lynch may not play this week. Are you going to pick up Thomas Rawls? If this is bye week, so you may need to pick up a guy.
You may need to, yeah.
Yeah.
If you don't have no one on the bench, or you know, if you slim on running backs position, you know, some people draft differently. Sometimes you might draft a lot of wide receivers and not even have enough running backs on the bench to replace the ones you have on bye. So yeah, if you got guys on bye and you need to put somebody in there, you don't want that position to be open, then yeah, I would say look to get Marshawn Lynch backup, because you know Seattle likes to run the ball, so they're gonna give him carries. Now how many carries he's gonna get, that remains to be seen, but you know they're gonna run the ball, because that's the type of team Seattle, they're like a run first type of team anyway. So I say, what's wrong taking a chance? You know, we've seen crazy things happen in fantasy football and NFL, so he might ball out. I mean, you know, that's all it takes sometimes. Sometimes you star players break out when the starters get hurt, and all of a sudden, where is this guy been? Looking Colin Kaepernick, even though he's still overrated. But when Alex Smith went down and Colin Kaepernick had like 3 or 4 games of his life, and then all of a sudden the San Francisco gave him the keys to the car or whatever, and I bet you they kind of regretting that, especially after this past week he didn't have. Right, so now you're stuck with him. But you never know. This guy might, you know, with Marshawn Lynch kind of hitting towards the tail end of his career, you never know. This might be this guy's chance to step up and really, you know, he might be that gem you might pick up, and you're like, man, I'm glad I got him. He might start balling out. So I say get him if you're looking kind of soft on running backs this week.
Yeah, and you know, look, he may have just had it. May have just been the game flow. He may have caught people off guard, but now people get a chance to play for him because he had 104 yards on 16 carries.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know if he could do that consistently every week.
Right,
it's just like you said, you can't buy into it. But if you have Marshawn Lynch, you got to pick him up, you know, and hope you get him.
Yeah,
but you might be out of luck. Yeah. You know, and speaking of trading players, I bet you they wish they had Christian Michael still.
Ooh,
and Turk.
Yeah. Oh, man, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know they wish that.
Yeah. Couple of guys that, well, we'll get into that in just a second. I saw something that was really, really interesting. Matt Ryan had more rushing yards than LeSean McCoy this week.
Wow. Slow Matt Ryan.
17 yards. LeSean McCoy had 16 on 11 carries, B.
Wow. So this man averaged like a yard a carry.
Yep. Yeah, less than like almost 1.6, 1.5 yards a carry.
Wow. LeSean McCoy.
Yep. We didn't believe in him. This year, you know, Marshawn Lynch, we could toss it out because he got hurt.
Right.
But there was one more player. Justin Forsett, 10 another carries, one, another, 13 yards.
Another one that went high. That's another guy you mentioned that went, that He went high in a lot of drafts this year. You know, ain't nothing worse than you spending a high draft pick on someone who's producing like a 12th round draft pick in the fantasy world. So yeah, that's bad, man. That's not a good look. And people, I remember going into it before NFL season started. People were like, you know, Forsett, this is about to be his year. He had a good second half last year. He's going to ball out. The same way with Jeremy Hill. So you know, yeah, that's interesting, man. That you say that, man. That you brought up the Justin Forsett name.
Yeah. Gurley got in, but he didn't get much work. So we'll see what he does.
He's coming off an injury, and he's a rookie, so they're trying to get him worked in and implemented into the system. We'll see if Todd Gurley is who they say he is. Well, he had the Rams, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And that's one thing about Jeff Fisher teams. They like to run the ball, and they hit. They will hit you. No matter who got the ball, they're going to play some defense. So we'll see if Gurley can get it going. It's still very early in the NFL season. Maybe the grind is just getting started.
Yeah, it is. And Alfred Morris's time in Washington may be done. He only got six carries for 19 yards.
Yep.
And a lot of people, they drafted him too as their guy, their number one guy. I didn't want any parts of him. All right. So anyway. It's time to get into the what up those, man. Who topped your list this week?
What guy you just mentioned? One of them, actually, Alfred Morris. Like you said, his time is about up. Didn't really put up no points at all. You know, for a guy that was going, you know, top maybe third, fourth round, early third, late third, early fourth round, you know, for running backs. Didn't do it. Got to kind of stay home for a minute. I mean, he didn't have a horrible game, but if you're looking at fantasy football-wise stats, and for someone that was going in late first, early second, Calvin Johnson, I think he only had like about 75, 76 reception yards, no touchdowns. So that's about 7 points if you're not playing in the PPR league. Yeah. So, you know, Calvin Johnson is one. Even though I'm usually more nicer with tight ends, but this particular tight end, I guess he's considered at least one of the top, you know, five, six tight ends in the league right now. Randolph from Minnesota only gave you like about 15 reception yards. That's like 1.4, 1.5 points at your tight end position. So that's not a good look. Another guy, three guys. So two more guys I'm going to give you are Carlos Hyde, after having, you know, a good week last week, didn't really do much. I think he only had, like, what, 49 rushing yards?
Yeah.
50 rushing yards, if that. So that's about, what, 5.90 points or whatever. That's really nothing. I ain't going to say DeMarco because he kind of left out. He left out from the injury.
Yeah, he was – so I don't know what Chip Kelly was doing or what kind of game he was playing, but – he was a late scratch, like right before the game started, like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they just said they wasn't going to play him.
And then the last guy I'm going to give you is Vincent Jackson out of Tampa Bay. Only gave you about 41 reception yards, so 4 points. You know, a guy that's pretty much the starting wide receiver out there with Mike Evans, who pretty much had a little bit better game than he did. But, yeah, Vincent Jackson is another one that I was like, what the heck? You know, like, if you put him and your boy – I'm sorry, one more. Your boy, fantasy football-wise, you was hot. You talked about him last week. He had a really good week last week out in Jacksonville. Alex Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he only put up 6 points this week in fantasy football. So, that's my what-up, though, list right there for the missing players. Where you at?
Yeah, a lot of people probably had to start him too, and they ran into the Patriots. And you know what? I think what's so disappointing about that is because they had to throw the ball, and that's all he could muster up.
I mean, they lost 51-17, so yeah, you know they had to throw the ball a lot.
Right, and that's all you could do. Let's see. So you know, obviously the big elephant in the room is definitely Kaepernick throwing four picks and two pick sixes.
Yeah, I saved that for you. I saved him for you.
Man, that was absolutely horrendous. Let's see. Who's the other guy I had? Well, I was just looking at him. Matthew Stafford, man, he had three turnovers, and he only threw one touchdown, 282 yards, a touchdown, two picks, and a fumble. Mm-hmm. That's not good because, you know, well, you had it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you kind of stuck with these guys, and then they go out and do that. You know, you can't, you got to be playing better than James Winston.
Right, right, I like right. Winston, your home opener too. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to get that first win.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's,
yeah, that was bad. But yeah, look, real quick, Colin Kaepernick, man, 9 for 19.
Oh my
only
God.
67 yards passing. And you were trailing the whole game with four interceptions. You can't do that.
Overrated. I was telling people. They swore Colin Kaepernick was the new age Mike Vick. You know.
Yep.
No, dude. No.
Remember, we argued with FIFO about it on Dan and Sports.
Yes, man. Colin Kaepernick. Once them defensive coordinators got that film on him, they were like, "Oh, okay. This is gonna be easy." So, yeah, man. No.
Let's see. I'll come back to that if I have to. I don't see. So that's two. Where's I'm gonna go to some of the running backs, man. That kind of let some people down this week. Let's see. Jeremy Hill is making me just. He is embarrassing everything that I am. I mean, and 12 carries for 2.1 yards. Are you serious? And I need to watch a game because I got to understand what's going on in Cincinnati. Are they stacking the box on this guy and just stuffing it? Or, you know, I mean, I think he needs more carries. But, yeah, man, he's making – man, he is embarrassing me, man. 12 – like, this is consistent. This is the third week in a row.
Right.
He hasn't done anything.
Right.
And,
And this is a guy that's going first round.
He went first round, and I'm glad it wasn't me because I would have drafted him, and I would be pissed. Mm-hmm. I would be confident that he could turn it around, but
still early. Yeah, we shall see. It's still early.
Yeah, we shall see. C.J. Anderson,
first
in a row, 8 carries, 18 yards. That's not good.
It's
a first rounder. He's hurting people.
Yep.
He's hurting people. Justin Forsett, we talked about him, 10 carries, 13 yards. He's hurting people, man, because I mean, think about these are your running back ones. These are the guys that you plug in every single week. You hope they'll at least give you 10 points a week, and they're not doing it. Marshawn Lynch has been a little slow out the gate. He got hurt. I don't know if I want to hold it against him, but he hasn't been playing well. 5 carries, 14 yards, which is not too bad, but he didn't finish the game. And a lot of people ended up taking an L this week because of him. Like, you probably lost your week if you had Jeremy Hill, if you had Justin Forsett, and if you had C.J. Anderson. You probably lost this week, you know, if you started them. LeSean McCoy may have saved you with a touchdown. You may have lost this week if you had Marshawn Lynch, to be honest. Let's see. It's Lamar Miller. They can't get it going, man. 7 carries, 38 yards. Jonas Gray outplayed him. 9 carries, 49 yards. You know, a lot of people were depending on him, and he did nothing. You may have lost your week if you started him. What up, though, man? You guys got to get that together.
What about just one more, throw one more out there. What about Matt Forte?
Let's see. I just saw his name.
Matt Forte. Only 74 rushing yards. I mean, that's only, like you said, it's a guy that's going, you know, early second.
Mm-hmm. First round for most people.
He only gave you 7.5 points. That's not really a lot for someone of that caliber player that you're drafting early. You don't want your first round, early second round of running back to give you 7.5 points, 7.5 points a week. No.
No. Yeah, you don't want that. I can't say it at least. But yeah, those are the guys that I had, man. That just didn't get it done, man. And you know, I think for a lot of people, the next couple of weeks are going to be tough because C.J. Anderson, Forsett, J. Jeremy Hill, I'll throw him in there. These are guys that at some point, if they don't turn it around, you will have to make a decision on whether to start them or not. And for and in most situations, you may not even have their backup.
Right.
So you may be stuck for the rest of the season. So you just better hope that some situation, you know, that it turns around. Those are the what up those for the week, man. They these are guys that we've kind of, they're starting to be repeat offenders.
Yeah, right.
So we'll see what's going on with that. So it is, of course, waiver wire. Not waiver wire. It's 5 weeks. And, you know, there are some guys that are starting to pop up that you may want to pick up on the waiver wire. Is there anybody that, if you don't have a guy that you can play, that you may need to look to pick up off the waiver wire for this week? Besides, I mean, you can even throw Michael Vick out there, you know. Would you pick up Michael Vick?
I mean, look, if I got Colin Kaepernick as my starting QB, and he's on bye week, and no one left to pick up but Michael Vick, you best believe I'm picking up Michael Vick. I'm going to have him for the next 4 weeks. Actually, I'm looking to bench Colin Kaepernick. I don't even know why I even got him still playing. But, I think Vick is definitely a good look. You know he's going to get the playing time for a couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, look at the situation that happened with Ben Roethlisberger. Who else is available that's on bye? I got a lusty look at the teams who was on bye. I don't even know the teams.
Yeah, Tom Brady, Marcus Mariota's on bye week.
Patriots, Tennessee.
Cutler's hurt. You're not playing Jimmy Clausen, so that could be a if you know Michael Vick could definitely suit up for that. Brandon Whedon wasn't good. Tony Romo's still hurt. You know, you could probably plug him in. And that's if you don't have Tyrod Taylor. People are starting to pick him and Derek Carr up.
Derek Carr up, yep. Because you see Cooper starting to eat now. And Derek Carr starting to get comfortable. He's starting to get comfortable with his number one, you know, rookie wideout. So,
didn't we mention him on the QB preview show?
I thought we did.
As a guy that could be a sleeper.
Yeah, I thought we mentioned him before. Because, you know, I was like, yeah, I'm always iffy on rookies all the time. For the most part, it's like they gotta prove something to me first for me to be like, okay, yeah, that guy's for real. But yeah, we mentioned him. We mentioned Cooper.
Yeah, because this is not Cooper. I was talking about Derek Carr.
Oh, Derek Carr. Oh yeah. We mentioned Carr.
I thought you may have brought him up.
Yeah, I believe I did. Man, I can't even remember. I believe I did.
I can't either. Because he was okay last year, but you know this is his first year he was a rookie last year.
Yep.
And he had weapons.
Yep.
Murray Cooper and. Well, and Michael Crabtree. So low key, I think he was brought up, but people are snatching him up. We talked about Thomas Rawls and Carlos Williams. They may be gone now, but if you can, I would probably go try to get them. What about Marvin Jones?
Marvin Jones.
He had another touchdown.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm like not so. That's the wideout, right?
Yeah, out of Cincinnati, playing opposite A.J. Green, who just put
up. Oh, because, set. You know, there was, you know, Cincinnati was high on, what's that dude, Asamius?
Sanu.
Yeah. They was pretty much depending on him to be the number two wideout, but it's clearly looking like Jones is going to be the number two wideout. That's what it's looking like.
Yep.
So, yeah, man, Jones could be somewhat of a sexy pick. To go pick him up, it looked like he's taking that number two wide out away. And granted, if AJ Green was to suffer an injury or something like that, man, oh man.
Yeah, he would be the guy that you'll probably want to own in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Sure. But Sammy Watkins is hurt. He could definitely be a good flex play or a good bye week replacement.
Yep.
For sure.
Yep.
Charles Clay, second week with the touchdown. Tight ends have kind of returned back to normal a little bit. Eifert didn't have any catches this week. I think Jordan Cameron was a little iffy. No Sammy Watkins. He could be a guy. He's getting targets. You know, he could be a guy that you may want to pick up, especially if you got a tight end on bye week, or if you want to stream a tight end and you just need one to add. You may want to look at him, but you can never trust tight ends, to be honest, unless it's Gronkowski.
Yeah, or Jimmy Graham or somebody. You're right. You can never really, like, put your all on tight ends, because you look for them to give you about 5 to 8 points a week. If you get 5 to 8 points a week on a tight end, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. So, quarterbacks, yeah, Ben is hurt. Brady and Mariota on bye week. So, yeah, we talked about Tyrod Taylor, Derek Carr, Vic, maybe Blake Bortles, and Fitzpatrick. I mean, if the struggle is real,
if your Colin Kaepernick struggle is real, hey, Fitzpatrick looks tremendously well compared to Colin Kaepernick to pick up. So I would definitely feel more comfortable going with that pick than to keeping Colin Kaepernick in your starting lineup.
So let me ask you this: if you have Sam Bradford, Teddy Bridgewater, or Nick Foles, are they droppable at this point? 3 weeks in.
Droppable?
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have a backup quarterback, I would say maybe to the bench, but if it's no one to pick up, I won't say drop. But they at this point, you can probably move them to the bench if you can think of someone else that you want to put in there.
Yeah. All right, so running backs. Marshawn Lynch hurt. We already recommended picking up Thomas Rawls. He's going to get the work. LaShawn McCoy is hurt. We already recommended picking up Carlos Williams if you can. The players on bye this week, Deion Lewis, LeGarrette Blount. Antonio Andrews, we didn't talk about him, but he had the most carries in Tennessee. He had more carries than Bishop Sankey. He's not flashy, but they like him a little bit more than Bishop Sankey. But you know, I think if you got a spot, you might want to pick him up just to put on the bench and stash to see what he may do, what Tennessee may do, starting next week.
Mm-hmm.
Bishop Sankey, Destin McCluster. So nobody major on bye week, in the running back position, but you do have key injuries. So, if you can't get their replacement, let's see. Maybe look at Lance Dunbar, who's basically a receiver. Chris Ivory is a little banged up, so you may want to look at Bilal Powell.
Mm-hmm.
Who is Robert Turbin playing for?
Robert Turbin.
Who is he? What team is he playing? Who is he with? Let me see. Robert Turbin. He is... Oh, he's with the Browns. Yeah, that running back situation
is bad. Nothing but bad.
Yeah, he's on his way back. He could. I would recommend just watching him. Crowell has been terrible. Duke Johnson hasn't done anything to be considered a starter. Turbin had his moments in Seattle. So he could be a guy that could steal that position. So if you got the position, you may want to stash him. But if anything, put him on your watch list. Is
You said what? You breaking up.
Joyc Bell. It's Joyc Bell. Can you drop Joyc Bell?
From Detroit?
Yeah.
Because it seems like Abdullah. It seems like he's the guy. We clearly saw that this past Sunday night that he is the guy for them.
Yeah.
To get the most, to get the workload and get most of the carries. I mean, I don't understand why coach wasn't playing him even in more downs in the first place. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I agree. I would drop him. He won't hold that position any longer. You can probably drop Bishop Sankey, too. He hasn't done much since week one. And what about Fred Jackson? Because they also signed him. I know they're saying that Rawls may get the carries, but Fred Jackson may get some work, at least third down work. I don't know if I would waste a pick on him. Trying to get some of those other guys early, if you can.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't waste a pick on him either.
Yeah, hopefully you don't need to pick him up.
Right,
and you can find somebody on the waiver wire if you need a running back. If you didn't draft well, wide receivers. Sammy Watkins is hurt. Charles Johnson is hurt, and Davante Adams is hurt. B, you've had Davante Adams all season. He's done practically nothing. Is he droppable now, or are you still playing with wait and see?
I guess I play with wait and see because, for one, the injury is not that severe. I mean, you know, sprained ankle. It's probably just a little swelling. Ice it, you know, keep it elevated. You know, a typical injury. Something I've suffered before. It's just something minor. You just see. If now, the thing I'm worried about is now you have a Packers brought a guy in that they're comfortable with in James Jones, who played with them before, played in that system, was familiar with Aaron Rodgers. So, you know, now I'm worried about him. And we clearly saw that he got into a groove with Aaron Rodgers, you know, Monday night game. So, I don't know, man. It is kind of worrisome because now you're thinking like, okay, now is Davante Adams' role is diminishing a little bit, you know, because of James Jones getting, you know, being well known, being better known. So it's still kind of a wait and see. I mean, the only good thing about it is that it's still early in the season. We only in week 3.
Okay. Julian Edelman is on bye this week. Kendall Wright, you have Kendall Wright. And of course, Dorial Green Beckham, who's caught touchdowns in back to back weeks, but he doesn't get a lot of targets, but he gets red zone targets. They're all on by this week. We talked about Marvin Jones. We talked about Rashard Matthews last week. If you guys haven't picked him up yet, I don't know what you guys you guys are tripping. I would probably go pick him up if you got a position to waste. If you're good on receivers, no need. But he's getting a lot of work. He's catching touchdowns. But in the red zone, Jarvis Landry is the guy. If you got it, you can stash Dorial Green Beckham to see what happens with him in Tennessee. Mariota likes him in the red zone.
Yeah, he does.
Devontae Parker may be a guy you can add and stash. I want to talk about stash guys. Who's the guys that can help you now? Nelson Aguilar. I have Nelson Aguilar. He didn't do anything, but I'm holding him because he is still the number two. Hopefully he'll play like it.
What about what about Caesar Shorts?
He gets the targets, man. He's the number two there. They're going to throw it. They get Foster back maybe this week. I don't think he'll play this week. They may wait another week to make sure he's fully healthy. If you need him, if you have Edelman or Kendall Wright, yeah, I will pick him up. I will take a flyer on him. If Marvin Jones, Rashard Matthews, Hankerson, and Reuben Randall are unavailable, I will probably go with them.
Okay.
Maybe even Philip Dorsett. He caught a touchdown. And he plays.
Yeah.
Roddy White, Andre Johnson, Mike Wallace.
Ooh.
Would you drop any of them?
Ooh. Those are guys that are not living up to the bill. And I mean, we thought Andre Johnson was going to be sitting pretty over there with Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton on the other side. I would say Mike Wallace. I would definitely drop Mike Wallace.
Charles Johnson is hurt.
Ooh, man.
But you probably did spend a high pick on him, on Mike Wallace anyway, so.
Yeah. I was going to say, you Mike Wallace was going 13, 14, you know, rounds or whatever like that. So, we'll see. We shall see. I would drop him, though. I wouldn't have had a bad taste in my mouth if I was to drop him off my squad. Not at all.
So, you could definitely drop Mike Wallace for Rashard Matthews or Marvin Jones right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I could. I have no issue with that at all.
I think the last are tight ends, Crockett Gilmore, who got work, but he got hurt. He's hurt. And Vernon Davis, he's hurt. Gronkowski is on bye, and Delanie Walker is on bye. But I think Delanie Walker was hurt too. So We talked about crossplay.
Laney Walker was
okay. So if you have Gronkowski, you may want to pick up Charles Clay.
Yep.
If he's out there. Owen Daniels caught a touchdown. We saw Peyton Manning look his way in the game. He may be a guy you want to pick up. But I'm going to tell you a guy that kind of stood out to me in that game. He was Virgil Green. Remember that pass he caught and he broke a tackle?
Yeah.
And he almost hurt?
Yep.
If he could develop some chemistry, he could. And I don't know how athletic he is, but he looked a little electric. And he did make a play. He did break a tackle. Owen Daniels is a little bit more reliable, but I would say just keep an eye on him on that tight end situation in Denver. Because we all know what Peyton Manning can make you look elite.
Yes, he can.
Dwayne Allen is hurt, so if you need to replace a tight end with Gronkowski Walker, you could probably get a cleaner too. Especially if Allen's not going to play. I don't know about – what about Zach Ertz? Would you drop Zach Ertz at this point if you were unfortunate to have him? He didn't do much.
No. I mean, the tight end is so weird like that. I mean, if you picking – if you in a 12, 14-man team, you picking somebody else up. You pretty much rolling the dice regardless. So, you might as well just keep him on your squad. It might be a wait-and-see moment with him.
You know what? Somebody we haven't talked about that's been playing really, really well, low key in the tight end position, and you haven't.
It's Kelce.
Jordan Reed.
Oh, Jordan Reed. Jordan Reed. Oh, yeah, I sure do have him. I have him. Yeah, because I got him in. Plug him just in case if Kelce don't step up. So that's a tight end I definitely feel comfortable putting in whenever Kelce is, if he's injured or if he's on a bye week. I'm like, oh, I got Jordan Reed. Bam, I'm straight.
And we didn't talk about it when it happened because I was actually going to pick him up. Because I think I ended up with I didn't have a tight end because I had Ertz, I had to drop him. But I had Antonio Gates. I think I drafted Antonio Gates, but I needed a guy for 4 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But you had picked him up. I forgot to even mention that. Gary Barnidge had a good week. And Oakland, I don't know what to make about that, but nobody owns him. But there's nobody else. You guys can go pick him up. and I think that's about it, man. Tuesday, make sure you catch us Tuesday, 9 p.m. We recap football and all the other sports news as well. Until next week, we out. Peace.
Peace.